morning, everyone. My name is Julie Evans, and I'm thrilled to have you all here with us for our annual Speak Up National release. What we're going to be doing today is sharing with you the results of our annual Speak Up survey for students, teachers, and parents. Over the past 3 years, we have collected almost 850,000 surveys from K-12 students, teachers, and parents, representing over 10,000 schools from all 50 states. The purpose of this Speak Up annual survey is to both collect and report on the authentic, unfiltered feedback from students, teachers, and parents, but also to stimulate local conversations. We always, every year, share these results with members of Congress, the U.S. Department of Education, the National Science Foundation, U.S. Department of Education, as well as many state legislatures and governor's offices as well. The Speak Up National Research Project is an initiative of Project Tomorrow, which is a national education nonprofit group. We also have programs that focus on science, math, and technology in schools. Go ahead, Chuck. First off, I'd like to start off by thanking our congressional supporters today, Senator Kennedy, Representative McKeon, and Representative Miller. Special thanks to Representative Miller for sharing, for getting the room for us today. We are going to be hearing from some of these representatives today as well. Go ahead. Also want to, of course, thank our sponsors. Dell has been a sponsor of the Speak Up initiative for the past 2 years. Bell South Foundation, which is in transition to become the AT&T Foundation, has also been a sponsor for many years. We were also thrilled this year that the ULIT Foundation and Advanced Networks and Services also chose to sponsor this initiative. And a big round of applause for our over 100 national education and regional education partners that help us get the word out to schools all across the country. We do have several of them represented today: the National Park Service, NACAL, Cable in the Classroom, NCTE, the Department of Education, and the National Education Association. And a special thanks to CETA, the State Education Technology Directors Association, for being our champion sponsor for this year's Speak Up. And we have some experts with us today, lots of experts, most notably some students, teachers, and parents that are going to share their firsthand thoughts on the Speak Up survey and how they're using technology in their lives. And representing them today are three different schools: Forest Park High School from Prince William County here in Virginia, Bull Run Middle School, which is also from Prince William County, and Governor Thomas Johnson Middle School from Frederick County in Maryland. And you can see I already have some of our experts up here, and you're going to get to hear from them in just a couple minutes. Go ahead, Chuck. Our agenda today is that we are going to have some welcoming remarks from John Gage and Susan Santana, and then some comments from our congressional supporters. And then we are absolutely thrilled that Ray Simon, the Deputy Secretary for the U.S. Department of Education, is here with us today to do our keynote. I will then release to you some of the national findings. You have other findings in your packet. And then we're going to have a panel of students and then a panel of teachers and parents, as I'm saying, giving us some firsthand testimony. There will be plenty of time for question and answers during the morning, and I do appreciate your time here today. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce John Gage, who is going to give the welcome for this briefing today from our board of directors. Many of you may be familiar with John. He is one of the co-founders of Sun Microsystems and is currently the chief researcher and vice president of the science office for Sun Microsystems. I've had the pleasure of knowing and working and learning from John for about 8 years now as he's been on our board of directors. And so I am very thrilled that he is here with us today to give us a perspective not only on technology, but on learning and teaching with technology. John?
Well, thank you. I'll stand over here because I wanted to put something up on the screen. Downstairs, Al Gore's presenting to a lot of people a view that we have a problem. And up here, we're going to try to address the issue of how do we solve that problem. How do you solve problems that are distributed, complicated? You enlist the talents of everybody in school that has to learn to be inventive, that has to learn that they can make a difference. And where you find them is, I put a map up here, there's a dot on this map for every school in the United States meter accurate. This was what you have in that packet that says NetDay. This was a way that 11 years ago, we went to every parent Well, more specifically, engineering parents. Lawyers, it's nice that you're here, hold the ladder. We would like to have someone that knows what a piece of cable is, take cable, pay for it yourself, go to these schools, all red in this instance, just switch over to the view of this. This is all, they're all schools. That map went up 11 years ago to say that every school in the United States represented by a red dot was not connected to the internet and did not have the capability inside that school of allowing the students to reach out to join with others to learn how to solve problems. So parents decided, and in California on one day, March 9th, 1996, went out with ladders. I'll move the light on a little bit. So you can notice all of Utah, except for one school there, was linked to the internet. That's because the governor did it. California, there's 4,000 dots. You can't see them all individually because 100,000 parents, engineers, went to schools on one day and wired them for connection to the internet. And around in the rest of the country, anybody who had a connection to the internet that you could touch, you turned their dot green. Now, after parents realized they and students and teachers and administrators together can make a change in the physical structure of the school without asking permission from the school board, without asking for someone to have long meetings to decide whither do we go, can we do it in the next 4 or 5 years on a budget, oh my God, and would the unions be against it, oh, how about insurance, oh, is there asbestos in the wall, all those things ordinarily delay things forever. Not in the United States. People got up, went with their school, with their kids, put the internet cable in the wire. Why? It's simple. If Taco Bell can do it, so can come to the schools in the United States. And so look at those schools, and then in the next month, a bunch of schools just turned blue, and then by the next year, look at that. This is a lie in a way, because this graphic writes out the red dots first, and then dumps the green dots on top. But if we're not zooming down, you don't see that not 100% of the schools in the United States have internet access. But this ability to make each school, when it links, communicate something about the state of the school is the foundation of what Julie will present later, which is once you can talk to the school, once you can talk to the student directly, you can ask questions. So you'll have aggregate statistical data that will come from every entity that tries to put a survey together and design the instrument, mail it to people, oh my God, they fill it out, oh, who could enter the data. A year delay before you find it. Today, instantaneously speaking to every school in the United States, to the first graders, to the teacher, to the janitor, who knows where the leaks are and knows what's broken, we have an accounting system underlying. This is not one, no child left behind. This is different. This is immediate community formation and communication. Well, so I'm just a computer guy. It's the internet. Now, above the internet comes the human part. How do you know what to ask people? How do you know to interpret when they answer you? What did they mean? So this is what the work over the last 4 or 5 years has been focused on. How can we allow a conversation to occur between the students in the school who at the end are the ones that must judge by their ability to solve problems like the one Al Gore is talking about, by their ability to take the data from their community, from their river, from their air, from their environment, and be able to present it to the rest of it. We finally have some tools for this. So the goal of all of this meeting this morning is to say, building on the framework, how can we use it to do something which affects us all? From the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Education, how can we take the power of this and turn it to something that allows us to solve many problems locally? So that's the point of all of this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. Next, I'd like to introduce Susan Santana, who is going to be representing Dell today. As I said, Dell has been a wonderful sponsor of the Speak Up Initiative, and we are thrilled to have Susan here as the Government Affairs Counsel of Dell in Washington, D.C. Susan.
Thank you, Julie. Good morning. I'm Susan Santana with Dell's Government Relations Office here, but I bring greetings from our entire education team back in Austin, Texas. As the leading provider of technology to education, we at Dell find NetDay's feedback incredibly valuable. It helps us create technology solutions like our Dell Intelligent Classroom. These 21st century classrooms are the future of education. They allow for innovative teaching while ensuring that students are engaged and learning the necessary skill sets for the 21st century. Dell is the only company that still produces computers in the United States today, and we are proud of our U.S. workforce of over 20,000 employees. We want to support efforts at promoting students' learning of 21st century skills because, quite frankly, we'd like to hire them someday. Dell is also proud of our partnership with NetDay and its team. We firmly believe that this country must embrace a second-generation approach to preparing students for success in work and life in the 21st century. This approach will require the pursuit of education policies that focus on teacher support, continuous improvement, differentiated learning, and standardization. As you know, it's a different world than even 5 years ago. Technological innovation has altered the way we live, learn, and work, causing many of us to ask the following questions. Is our public education system keeping pace? Are we preparing our students for the increasingly global, competitive life and work environments of the 21st century? Are we supporting teachers' efforts to provide innovative learning opportunities for each and every student? Are our schools supporting the best models for student success? And are parents asking the right questions to ensure online safety for their children? The simple truth is that a new generation of education solutions is necessary. As you will hear today, the NetDay Speak Up survey demonstrates that students are clamoring for an innovative approach to learning. In today's schools, most students are taught with a one-size-fits-all model that is out of sync with what they experience in their daily lives. In an age where computers and software and cell phones and even tennis shoes are customized for each individual user, schools fail to provide differentiating learning for each student, and those that do that risk losing relevance and effectiveness. This survey is the only one that we know of that gives students, teachers, as well as parents a vehicle to express their attitudes about technology. Thank you for joining us today as we learn firsthand what students, teachers, and parents are thinking about and how they're thinking about incorporating technology into the classroom. And on behalf of the Dell team, we're truly honored and pleased to be supporting this effort, and we appreciate your interest in education technology. We look forward to hearing all the wonderful results of the panels today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Susan. It is wonderful to have Dell as our partner. Our next speaker today is Brad Thomas. He is a professional staff member for the Minority Staff on the U.S. House of Representatives Education and Workforce Committee. Brad's primary legislative focus is on elementary and secondary education reform, education assessment, literacy, implementation of No Child Left Behind, education technology, and teacher quality. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone who is here today. I send greetings from Congressman McKee, and I'm sorry that he couldn't be here to join us as well. But I also want to thank NetDay and its sponsors for another year of the Speak Up survey. Each year that this survey has been produced, it's created critically important information for Congress as we look to make policy decisions that reflect the priorities that I think we all share in terms of creating an educational system that creates young people that are prepared to succeed, whether they move on to post-secondary education or the workforce. Obviously, the committee has a busy year, particularly in the education side. We have a number of things that we're working on, the Higher Education Act, the Head Start Act, the Workforce Investment Act. Many of these things are left over from previous Congresses that we'll be working on to reauthorize. And, of course, the No Child Left Behind Act, which is the beast of all of those. And we certainly look forward. We've been working with the business community and others very closely as we move forward with the reauthorization of No Child Left Behind, and I look forward to continuing that relationship with you. Certainly there are a number of issues on our plate related to No Child Left Behind. We'll be looking at the way that we calculate AYP and whether or not that's a fair reflection of student achievement. We'll be looking at teacher quality, which I think has already been focused on today and will continue to be an important topic of conversation as we move forward. And also, we'll be looking at the role of technology and the importance of having a technological infrastructure in place and also preparing students with the knowledge of how to use that technology so that they're literate in the important information age that we're in currently. And as part of that, obviously, we'll be looking at the EdTech program within No Child Left Behind and whether or not that program is working as it was intended and what improvements that can be made to that program. And we look forward to working with each of you, with CETA, and with the other stakeholders to make sure that that program is providing students the preparation that they need as they move forward. So with that, I'll turn it back over, but thank you again for being here, and thank you for your efforts to work with us to make sure that our education system is creating students that are prepared to succeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. We are very appreciative of Congressman McKeon's support.